I have a question for you. Do you have a sense of purpose and destiny for your life? Many Christians lack purpose. They feel that their life is meaningless. They find themselves on a boat without a rudder, and they're being carried in every direction, and at the same time, they're going nowhere at all. This is their life. It is a serious problem in our society. I recently read an article on Breitbart about a survey of young people in Britain aged 16 to 29. The survey found that 89% of young people do not believe their life has a sense of meaning or a sense of purpose. Is this a problem? As we will see shortly, I believe the answer is a resounding yes. Hi, my name is Dean Smith, and this is the first of two podcasts where I talk about purpose and vision, because God has a purpose for your life.
Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
So what happens when Christians, or any person for that matter, does not have a sense of purpose? The answer is found in the book of Proverbs.
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. Proverbs 29, verse 18.
The Hebrew word for vision is hazon, and it speaks of sight, both visually what you see and mentally what you dream. Variants of the word include the idea of a window looking outside beyond your walls and seeing a different world. Other invariants include the idea of light and illumination. Basically, vision is revelation, peering beyond the walls of your home through a window and seeing God's will for your life. One writer describes vision as being a transition or connector between your present and God's future for your life. God has a purpose and plan for you. It could involve ministry, it could involve a career, and often it involves both, where God places you in a career to have an impact both in the natural world and in the spiritual realm as well. A vision describes a purpose that is bigger than you. We know God has a plan and purpose for each one of us because of a prophetic word that the prophet Jeremiah gave many centuries ago.
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
God has a plan for each one of us. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. He has a future. There is hope. But the background here is so important to fully understanding this verse. In 586 BC, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar breached the walls of Jerusalem, destroying both the city and the Jewish temple. Over the next several years, Nebuchadnezzar started rounding up as many Jews as he could, and he hauled them off into captivity in another land, forcing them to live outside of Israel. It was believed they were less likely to rebel if they were living away from their homeland. The prophet Jeremiah gave this word about a plan and a hope and a future to those people who were now living in captivity in Babylon. Though the Jews had been taken into captivity because of their sin, God still had a plan and purpose for their life. Though God gave this word to all the Jews living in captivity, how many people got off their couch and grabbed their vision and went for it? Well, we know one did. Nehemiah was probably just a boy or even a young teen when Jeremiah gave this prophetic word, but God had a purpose and a plan for him. And several years later, after Persia conquered Babylon, Nehemiah ended up as a cupbearer for Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. This was a very, very special job because Nehemiah was the servant who ate the food before the king consumed it to make sure it wasn't poisoned. While serving the king, Nehemiah heard about how bad things were in Jerusalem for the Jews who were still living there. The walls had been destroyed and the whole city lay in rubble and ruin. The people in the city were in despair. And God gave Nehemiah a vision to see that city restored and its walls rebuilt. those walls just didn't just build themselves. It started with a man with a vision. Nehemiah had a dream of something that was bigger than him, and he began to plan, take risks as he prepared to fulfill that dream. It took hard work. It involved danger as he had real enemies threatening to kill him. And here's the critical thing about vision. The verse in Proverbs says that without a vision, people will dwell carelessly, which is the Hebrew word para. That word means many things, but primarily it describes people that people without a vision choose the path of least resistance. They avoid challenge and they avoid risk. They want the easy life. Remember that poll of 16 to 29-year-olds I spoke about earlier? That poll also revealed that 51% of those surveyed believe that they are put on earth to be happy. If you want a sure way to make yourself miserable, set your primary goal to be the one of attaining happiness. Because what makes us happy? It is having a life of purpose and meaning. Happiness is attached to purpose. It's not the purpose of life. Because a vision demands direction and sacrifice, fulfilling a dream is never easy. It is hard work. And usually the bigger the dream, the greater the risk and sacrifice. And this same Hebrew word para, translated living carelessly in Proverbs, is used again in the book of Exodus to describe the Jews after Moses had climbed up Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. Back at the foot of the mountain, people were talking. They were thinking that Moses had died, and finally someone came up with a great idea of building a golden calf and returning to the worship of the pagan gods. It says that night there was a big celebration, and the people were para, unrestrained or living carelessly. We need to call it what it really was, an orgy. This was a fertility cult celebration typical of that time where drinking and every type of sexual behavior was on the table. This is what happens to people who have no personal vision for their lives. They have no self-control and they stay up all night partying and along with everything that comes with that. We need a sense of purpose to help give us self-control. So how do we figure out what God's purpose is for our lives? Well, let's start with your natural giftings. You probably have never heard of S. Truett Cathy. He is a devout Christian and founder of Chick-fil-A, the third largest fast food chain in America. It has gotten a lot of press recently because of its stance supporting traditional marriage. Cathy had a vision for a restaurant, and in 1946, he started the Dorf House, where he developed the idea of a chicken sandwich and a process that would cook chicken as fast as a burger joint could fry up a hamburger. In 1967, he changed the name to Chick-fil-A, and boom, the change started. In an interview with the Christian Post, former Chick-fil-A VP Steve Robinson recalled what Cathy said about his inauspicious start several decades earlier. Cathy, who is now deceased, said, "When I was running the Dorf House, I had no intention of creating a chicken sandwich. It was a simple idea. That's why I was able to do it. I certainly had no idea it would spawn a business, and my primary concern is that we're good stewards, and here it is, the good stewards of the gifts that God has given me and us." Notice how he focused on his gifts and tied it to his vision. Cathy took those gifts God had given him and developed a multi-billion dollar business. I'm not saying this will happen to you, but let's start with what are you good at? What gifts has God given you? What are your natural strengths and abilities? Then secondly, God will birth a vision to take advantage of those giftings. Psalm 37 verse 4 says,
"Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart."
This verse says that God wants to give us the desires of our heart. God will help you accomplish those visions and dreams deep inside you. But I think there is more to this verse than just that, because I believe it also implies that God will give us or deposit those very dreams and desires in our heart. God will plant a vision inside of you. Is there something deep inside you that you've that has been there for years that you've always wanted to do but haven't been able to accomplish? Though you haven't done it, you haven't been able to shake it either. It's still there. It's still burning inside you. You may even be too embarrassed to tell anyone about it. But for some reason, you have never made it happen. Maybe you were held back by fear. Remember that survey I talked about earlier? Well, according to the British newspaper The Sun, that same survey revealed that 34% of the people surveyed, that's a third of them, listed anxiety or worry, which are simply code words for fear, as the single biggest reason why they haven't stepped out and accomplished their dream. We need to deal with our fears. But maybe there is another problem. And in the next video on vision, I will share one of the biggest hindrances to moving out in your vision. It happens when we confuse the tool with the vision.
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at opentheword.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications about our latest production. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating or even a review. Thanks again for listening.